Turis Ois Yud. Ois Yud is Shir Gufa Maloy Kumas Echad. So the size of the Yud is the head of the Yud is the width of one Kumas. So if you look on these sheets, so the square is a square is the size of a Kumas. So your Yud fits the width of the Yud and the height of the Yud are going to basically be a square. Well, yes, sir. So the ratio, you don't want it to be too long, because otherwise it'll start looking like a resh. So the example, if you would extend the head further, it would start looking like a small resh. You know. So you're sure it should go straight, it should go horizontal, it shouldn't be tilting up or down. The Hanashitiya Rosh of Pinea Shovim, but like Pinea Klapim Mala, it shouldn't be facing up. Or facing down. Okay. Kamtiya lamala gula the side. You mean it should be round? Should be rounded on the right side. The chalchila. V'liyatsal regel mitzad yamin. The should have a leg going down the right side. V'yakam regel mitzad small. The bottom of the regel curves towards the left. The regel kotzer, but aruch, you want the leg to be short. But aruch shlatidim levav, you don't want it to look like a bob. Because if it's too long, it might look like a bob, and then the child will read that wrong. Gam sarach lius hayud ta kotzer milamal up and out. At the all the way on the left edge, it has a point going up on top. Connect the ukas katan yurid milamata, then directly beneath it on the bottom of the head of the yurid on the left side, there's a little point coming down. The ukas should be shorter than the tag is long on top. You need that the ukitz is shorter than the regel on the right side, because otherwise it looks like a small ches. Unless it will end up looking like a small, if the left leg is the same length as the right leg, it will end up looking like a small ches. Like a small ches, which will be psula. Lo mahani gravis ukitz, as a year kotzer kilchoso. In that situation, you can't, if the ukitz on the left side and the bottom is too long, erasing it will not solve the problem. Because that's the case that you're making your letter by erasing. What you have to do is eager kolo ukitz. We actually have to rewrite kilchosa. You redo the whole ukitz. Well, mahani kriyas tinnik b'zeh. Even though the child will say, "Well, it looks small, and therefore it looks like a yud," he'll read it correctly. But since the mice has its surus ches, so it's going to be a problem. So all of these Svarnim feel that Kriya Sinek does not work. It was Sefer Torah, Mari, that which you're saying that you are going to erase it and rewrite it, that's almost Sefer Torah. Assuming that you wrote, if you wrote further, so by Tilla Mezuzah you have a problem with Shulchan Sidran. V'yesh mishakasa. However, there is an opinion which says Ladas Rial Achsandrani Muva Vesyasudir Maskab Zelashana Hareim Nimsavagos Mamini Sukul the Kamakabos say Sark Ligra Gamrego Yamini Bakaki Sakin. According to him, it's not enough to remove just the left ukitz, you have to remove both the right leg and the left ukitz, and then redo both of them together. The Chuvah's Chinuch Beis Yaakov, Siman Ayin Dal, Beis Chuvah, Yerodei, Siman Rishan Dal, Zekot and Vom. Remember, Lachash, Abraham, the Yesh, Lachach, Rekadei, Zekot. and he says that we should follow that opinion. You have to remove everything because that's they were just taken by the Ukits. That's his question. If it looks like a ches, if we're saying it looks like a ches, so taking away the ukits means you made it back to being a yud through erasing. So you have to get it down to the point. What this re achsan derani is saying is you have to get down to a point where it's not a yud either. It's nothing, and then write again. Because if you're gonna just take away the ukits, now it looks like a yud again. You made it a yud by erasing. So that's why you have to remove everything, both sides,
but not the main part of the yud,
because that's written. It was written. Okay. Sevatar shenim suba yudin kitzuris lamed kitano. So you can imagine that if the tag on the top of the yud goes up too high, so it'll end up looking like it could look like a lamed. Like a lamed is has a head, it has a body coming down, and it has this tag going up on the left side. So they look like little lameds. So that's gonna be a problem. So over there you're going to have to remove the whole thing and rewrite it. Otherwise, it's considered chok teiches. Okay. Now, why do you have to remove everything over there? Why can't you just remove the tag? Probably the standard way that you write the yud is you start your chumas up and you go down. So you start with that with the tag and you go across and you go down. So you made the tag too tall. That's the beginning. So that'll be. Sure, that some people do the ukits in the bottom also at the beginning. But if that would be true, you would have the same problem the other way. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Normally, the way would be to write the ukits in the bottom at the end.
You know what? I'm not sure. I seem to recall the way we do it normally is we do a line and then we do the head coming off of it. Unless you argue, if you make the tag too tall. So as soon as you're writing the head, already it's out of shape. The fact that the book is long on the bottom, till you see what the hell long the regular is on the side, that you can't tell whether it's looking at the test or not. That possibly is true. I'm not sure. Fine. So if you have a problem in a yud which is written in the Shem Hashem, so you can't erase the yud. So if you get to the point, Shabur says in a second, where it's mamash doesn't look like a yud at all, so you didn't write the Shem Hashem. You wrote the lamed hey vav hey. So that's not a problem. But the point is, if it just looks like a lamed, it's not. It can be understood as a yud, so you can't erase it. So you have to remove the whole urea. You take out the whole. You have to just rewrite. Take out that whole piece of cloth. In the Sefer Torah, that's called urea, which can have 3, 4, 5 amudim of writing on it. You take out that whole section, that whole panel, and you rewrite. You put a new panel in. You start writing from it again. You can't erase. However, achim a yud near mamash kalamid, it's not just that it looks like a lamid, mamash, just a little bit, but it's obvious to all people le'ein curl. All people can look and say that's a little lamid. So Zayacholigra fill of shame by eventually you show rak goof and the kuda chagyosib alav milamala milamata. So he says in that situation you could erase it. Sounds like you don't have to erase the whole thing this way. As soon as you take away some of it, simon tziva yari chotoyches. You just redo the head. So he's holding the head. Is called written with written. Mr. Heb is written bekashrus. Okay.
How much of it is he erasing? How much of it is?
He's taking away all the taking away the ukat on top, the tag on top, the ukat on bottom, and the regal. Uh-huh. He's leaving just the head. Okay, which is the Rishon, and he says the Asa Kutzes Ketanim Medakim Shaliyakalkul Hayud. It's very clear that the kutzes that you're making on top and on bottom are thin and not too long. Therefore, won't end up with any problems in Surah. So you calculate your Ayin Shom. Ki im yeh ta gadol lamala yeh nirik lamad katan mi marach ulkas shalamata yeh nirik ches. This is what he said. If it's too long on top, it looks like a lamad. If it's too long on the bottom, it looks like a ches. Obavanasino harabim. The people are not careful with this, or Masifim canal, or Gurim, or they add to make it too much, or they leave it out totally. Shanim Oisim Klal Ukits Litzada Smoli, they don't make it Ukits on the bottom. Now, the truth is, this is it basically ends either in a square. Or even maybe round it a little bit on the left bottom, but the ma'aseh, the din of the left ukitz on the bottom is Rabbeinu Tam. Bamas Rabbi Pesach and Pesach Rabbeinu Tam the ukitz smarly ma'akev k'mar regal yamini. So we pass in like most Pesach and pass in like Rabbeinu Tam that you must have that ukitz on the bottom on the left. So the sefer will leave it out. It's a major problem. It's missing the right leg, it's not called a yud. If it's missing the left ukitz, it still has its tzuras yud. So if you're missing that, you could add that in later on. Even the Primogadim already in his time was complaining people were not doing the Kutzel Shayud on the left. You shouldn't leave them out. They shouldn't be too long. Just like a little dot or a little bit more. Okay. Ice chaf kafufa. So a regular chaf, a totally round chaf, not a long chaf, a bent chaf. Okay. It's a gula meachred has to be should be rounded in the back. Shotim in the base. It shouldn't look like a base. So that's going to be on top and on bottom. Tia gula meachred. I mean, base at sodim. It should be round on the top and on the bottom. The opening in the middle is the width at least of one kumas. So in the picture you have over there, you see like the gap of the chav, the thickness of a kumas on top, the thickness of a kumas on the bottom, and the gap is the thickness of a kumas. You want that the length of the top and the bottom should be the same length. You don't want the bottom being shorter or longer. It shouldn't be too narrow. If it's too short, so it's just like a little piece, so it looks much more closer to a nun. Again, it's not like it's not exactly like a nun, because the nun has the starts off with a zion, but you know, child's not so familiar. It's head on top, line the bottom, comes out on the bottom. So you don't want that. If in the back, either on top or on bottom, it comes to a point, it's psula. Some are makel as long as it's round on the bottom. I think we discussed by the bays that the main place that you have an issue with the bays is the bottom of the bays has to be square. It shouldn't. So the difference between a bays and a chof is the bottom of the bays must be square, and the top and the bottom of the chof is it must be round. So, but on top of the chof, maybe you can get away with it. I actually had a Sefer Torah that I just posseled because of a bays which is round on the bottom. Took it to a cipher. Now that situation, well, you're a tikkun on yedegreiru. In a situation where it's rounds. I skipped the line. Kimish we milsa the rice and circle a hachmer because they were shown the psula. So even though some people make a lot on top, it can be square. As long as the bottom it's round, it's a subject of rice, so you have to be machmer. Just erasing it would not solve the problem. What you can do is you can add the yo, make it more round. In my custom of dying yoiser, but that only helps if it doesn't have the tzuras chav. So once you wrote weiter, so you wouldn't have a chotaras problem, you have a shalka zidron problem by tefillin mezuzas. Possibly in a case where it's round at the bottom, so that's the Iker Makom when we define the between a chof and a base, and the top is squared off, so the top being squared off if a child will read it as a chav, so it's called it has to be a chav, and therefore there's not a problem with shalchus sidrin. You can fix it afterwards. Okay, so that is a chav kfufa. Tzuras ois chav pshuta. So the ois chav pshuta ragla oruch has a long leg. We got a kotzer, its head is not too long. Otherwise, shaltim of the resh, otherwise it'll look like a large resh. We can't make the head too short. Shaltira kevav oruch or kenum pshuta, the tinnik. Either if it's too short, it'll look like a very long vav, or possibly like a nun, and a child will read that wrong. The It's not one of the letters that you can. Some letters you can stretch. You can't stretch. You get the end of a line, and the word ends with a chaf, chaf pshuta, with the end of chaf, chaf safis. You can't extend it because then it'll look like a resh. So it's not one of the letters that you're able to extend. So you realize you're having that problem at the end of the line, you better address it earlier in your ksav.
Where would you extend the top?
So some letters, what you do is you can stretch a letter.
And then here, because it would be more equal, so it would look like a ridge.
But over here, if you extend the top, it's long, but it's long on top. It looks more like a ridge than it looks like a chof. Resh is one of the letters that you can extend. You know, so you can have a resh which has a leg like this and a very long head, and that'll be kosher. Now, Abagat Lecholoi says Ein Lamashkan. That which is in general, we don't like you. We person should not stretch letters. Zelamit. So that's just because it's more mahuder that look like that. Abayevin Leipasul. It will not pass Abayevin. Abachal Pshuta Imherit Gaga Ashen Erek Reish Pasul. But if you extend it too much, it looks like a reish. It's possible. Himself, Igmar, and Latinic, will look like a tibish. If you're not sure what it looks like, you show it to a child. Okay, now. So, what's the ratio? That the yerech is twice as long as the head. Kadeshim Kabanasa, Tuchol, Leos, Kaf, Shuta. So, This is a base Yosef that we look at a chaf pshuta. It's a chaf kfuva which has been straightened out. So a chaf pshuta. So the leg, the bottom is long as the leg on top. Plus you have the side. Right, that's your chaf pshuta goes like this. So you have the leg and the foot in the bottom as long as the foot on top, as long as the gag on top. Plus you have the back. So I take that and I turn it downwards. That'll come up looking. The leg will be twice as long as the head. Shein chiluk bein pshuta the kfufa rak shezep pshuta v'zeh kfufa. The whole chiluk is whether it's bent or straight, but everything else is the letter itself. The what you write in the letter, you write the same thing. She's very careful with this. That's a thousand year. They hold to that is that the pshuta and kufa really are the same one. Just a question of how it, whether you write it straight or bent. And he holds. I'm sure Shakarla Oysen has served for people who don't write like that. Burim, they're considered burim. The same term possible is that. He holds it's possible. Can call up pshutas. So all the letters which are called the pshutos, the shear is that at least it's twice as long as the head. But the avenue misses the same Torah shehim shachagag shalchov achenir kareish. In the same Torah, if it's extended too long, so what do you do? So the Tulum is it's Shulchan Sidrin. Same Tari, we're not worried about Shulchan Sidrin. So we have a few choices. Im be'ev shoroi, l'harich ha'regol, l'mata, yarech. So the answer is, you don't erase the head because that you're making it into a chaf by erasing. You extend the leg. You extend the leg, so now the proportion of the head, the proportion of the leg looks like a chaf, not like a reish. If that's possible. You have to erase it and rewrite it. So, b'yesh makilim the direct gravis a regular gag, and we said before that there was a sheet that holds that if you remove enough that there's mamash, like there's no letter left, you take off the whole head or the whole leg, so you have no letter left, and then you rewrite it. That's okay. But to just remove part of the gag, it's not going to work. Okay. It shouldn't be square on top on the right. It should be round. My reish like a reish is. Because remember the logic of what the Taz was. You're supposed to be able to bend this and make it into a chaf. We said before in a chaf pshuta, if the top right is squared off, it's questionable. So obviously you don't want to make it squared off in your chaf pshuta, because then you can't make it into, you can't bend it and make it into a chaf chfufa. Also lozav is the malik in my dalad. If it would look like a dalad, squared off to look like a dalad, so that's going to be a problem. So the loch is psula. This is certainly recula with the chesed mechadosh. If she has to vladeo, lasa sa ugula. See, you can add. You can't erase the square part, because then you have a chav teichos problem. It's either you're going to erase the whole thing, or you're going to add some diyot to square it, to round it off. Now, the fact that it's squared off alone is not intrinsically a problem, he's saying over here in the Chaf Kfufa. The mice said it appears to people. Remember, that's a loch in how it appears to people. It appears to people like a chav. Chav pshuta, due to the long leg, etc. So since it appears to people it's like a chav pshuta, you can fix it in tilmazuzas. Achimitza came to say, but there are basic kriya, ein lo hetzi, acheres ki yesh machshir mazet. And therefore, furthermore, there's so much actually a machshir, therefore you would not take out another Sefer Torah if you found it just kriya. Anpir Megadim, Derech Chaim, Pilos Kriya Satara, the Hechadikim Machlok has been a place, Ein Lo Hetzi Acheres. So, what's that about? I mean, Lachar, you have a suffix, whether you're here to the mitzvah. So, you could argue, incorrectly so, that the Lomnus is, because suffix are Baran Lakulu. That's not the. I think the Pir Megadim's argument is different over there. Like this. The Rambam Shita is that for Kriya Satara, even if there's something wrong with some of the letters, it's still kosher for Kriya Satara. We don't need perfect staff for Kriya Satara, as long as you know what you read the word properly, etc. What's the issue? The issue is to be yotze to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, you have to write a perfect Sefer Torah. But for inside Kriya Satara, Sefer Torah, which is possible, the letters are missing or whatever it might be, it's still kosher. We actually rely on the Rambam in the following way. According to the sheet which argues on the Rambam, so we start Kriya Satara and we find the mistake in Shishi. According to them, it's very nice. You take the Satara, you wrap it up, you roll it up, you wrap it up, put it back in the arm, you go back, you start over from the beginning of the Kriya Satara. Because you read from Apostle Sefer Torah. We're starting on the Rambam and said, since when you read it, it had a chesed kashas. Even though now it's barred that it was possible, they said, "But yeah, but we saw back on the Rambam that the kriya we did until now was kosher." Furthermore, a person has an aliyah, and since they found the psul less than three psukim into his aliyah, so he wasn't yotzei aliyah because he didn't meet three psukim but kashas. So we would have to close the Sefer Torah, take out the Sefer Torah, and he would start again from the beginning of the Aliyah with a new bracha. But if we had three psukim already, so we're stuck on the Rambam that he read those three psukim, that Bidi Abed is kosher, so he fulfilled his Aliyah. And we don't need for him to go back and make a new bracha on the next Sefer Torah. So comes on the Pir Megadim. Pir Megadim says that, therefore, furthermore, when you have a machlok, it's been a poiskim. You have a svek svek. According to the Rambam, the fact that it's possible doesn't bother us anyway. And even if, according to the other sheet, it's not like the Rambam, maybe this is kosher. So not going to be moitzi acheres, also the bizoyan of the Sefer, not going to be moitzi acheres. Afterwards, we'll not use it again until we correct it. But meanwhile, we're not going to be able to interrupt and take out a different Sefer. We've got to be bizoyan for the Sefer, which is not necessarily correct. Kosher is a kfulim and ba'ala beis, kosher is a rishonim. Any one of the letters which has two versions, with the letters which have a regular letter and a sophis, right? So the letters, so all five of them, the correct usage is that the first version belongs in the beginning or the middle of the word, and the last version belongs at the end of the word. And if there's a mistake, if you switched it, that would be possible, except for the exception of we have a masara, that there's one place where a mem, a mem which is a mem stuma, is found in the middle of a word. The marbe misra and kate, the pasuk in Yeshaya, over there, the word marbe, the marbe misra, so it's not the end of the word, it's the beginning of the word. That mem is a mem stuma. But normally, you would have not be the correct division. Okay.
The concept that you sort of like you're straightening out the chaf, it's much thinner than the chaf that is than the regular chaf.
Correct.
But the length is what we're discussing.
Right. So probably in reality, you might even argue that would be bidyam, that would be kosher for a chaf.
The less thick you're saying on the bottom.
Right, but the general concept, that's the idea behind the general concept. Okay. That's the Lamed. Get Lamed on. That'd be good. Okay. Now. The top of it is like a vav. And the top of it's rounded on top on the right side. The rasha, on the left side it's squared off. Kamoshahu rasha, which is the way vav is written. The correct way we make a lamed is, it's really, we look at it, it's a combination of a chav and a vav on top. High time itia yirecha agula me'acharel nitzadimin u'kfufa heitev l'fanel k'suris chav k'fufa. And therefore the bottom, you want the bottom, it shouldn't be squared off on the right side, because it has to look like a chaf. It shouldn't be looking like a... It has to be rounded like a chaf is rounded. Okay. Achim sarach lahamshich ha-kava talon shal ha-chaf shi-yashavim ha-kava elyon. Now, when we make a lamed, do we have to make the lamed, the picture of the lamed have over there, the bottom foot of the lamed is not as long as the gag of the lamed. If you tell me that it's a chaf and a vav, so the chaf you should extend... The same way a chaf, you extend the foot of the chaf as long as the head of the chaf. So we should do the same thing over here. So in regards to the question whether you have to be mamshach the kava talon shel chaf, shi yashav im kava elyon, the bottom part of the chaf of the lamed should be all the way as long as the top part. Yesh teis b'zeh ben apoiskim. This is a machlokes. The yesharim the tzorich. Some say you need to. You shouldn't do it all the way. And he says, say for Kilat Yaakov, say for Mishal Shuba Zayin Shom Shikosu Shigam Shom Akein B'Shem Akro V'Nogo Sevrim Kedei Azu V'Ayin Mir Loch. And that's our minhag, is that there are the foot of the lamed does not go all the way across. Okay. L'sad small Mokam Chibur Chafiv Avab, going back to the top, on the left side, where the vav and the chaf touch, a year bezavis below the eagle. You want that the bottom left of the corner of the head, it should be squared off. If you look at the lamed, you'll see that this
right. This
spot over here is this, the bottom, the left corner. Left bottom corner of the head is squared off. When the connection between the vav and the chav should be narrow, because we're making like a vav, and a vav gets thinner as it goes down. The vav tilts forward a mashahu. I think you're interested in that one. I don't have it that really like that. What?
I would. Maybe. Maybe a little.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much straight up and down. Really, it leans forward a little bit. About it. Unless he means that it goes down on top. No, it should be supposed to leaning forward. It's supposed to be leaning forward a mashu. Well, Rosh Hatzaber, Tzarkli Yer, is base tagan, Yamin, the Godel, be Mismol Kotan. There are two tagan on the top of a lamed. The one all the way at the edge of the edge of the head, and one in the middle of the body. The one in the middle of the body, which is the right one, is taller. Chosel Chachilah Levad, those are not Ma'akim B'diyevet, this is all the Chachilah. Fine. Im osat tzaver halamed ke'en yud. If the head of the lamed is too short, looks more like a yud than it looks like a vav. Yesh person mishaposim is afilah b'diyevet. They hold it's a makim b'diyevet. I'm a shemuz on yisrael. Shema deyus b'zev. Va'ayin sefer avodas hayom sefer the David Emes. So David Emes was the chidah's sefer on tzavras. Can tzarich hasefer lizer b'zev ma'od. Just be careful that you should make sure the head is long enough. That's Zelosh and Abarach Shomar. We call a servant Burim, Shemiskatsim, and Tzavar Shalalamid. Not to do like the ignorant Sefrim. They make the head too short. The Lamid, or isn't called Alalamid, Kamin Yud. And they end up with a Yud on top of the Lamid. The reason why they have that problem is because if they don't leave the gap between the lines, the same width of the line, they have no room to write above. So if you write you write row number one of letters, then you write row number two. So if the space in between the two is a full height of a letter is worth. If you argue, let's say in these pictures over here, that the normal height of a letter is called three kumulsin. So between line number one and line number two, you leave three kumulsin. So you have room to make a full size vav on top of your lamed. But if you leave a gap of only two kumulsin between the lines, or one and a half, you can't put a vav on top of your lamed. You only have room for a yud. So that's their problem. Now, so the Baruch Shomer says, the Baruch Shomer writes that the Rekach said, you have to write a Lamed to come in Vav, another mistake I've seen from the ignorant Sofrim. So a kuf, where's the kuf over there? A kuf, basically, the body of the kuf and the body of the lamed are almost the exact same thing. You put the two of them next to it, right? Right, you see that? The body of the lamed and the body of the kuf. It's the exact same surah. And then just, you have the kuf, you have your zayin coming down on the kuf on the left side, and the lamed, you have above coming up on top. So if by mistake, he wrote a kuf, we're supposed to put a lamed. So what are when they want to correct it, so the order isn't, you know, add the vav and then take away the zayin. The order is take away the zayin and then add the vav. Oysin sabr the tzil al rosh hashiyah alamet v'achakach kisis yavish adiyo gorin aregel. So that's incorrect. The correct thing to do is to remove the zayin and then Right. So the correct order is to remove the zayin and then make the lamed. Vice versa, if they put a lam instead of a kuf, so again, what they do wrong is they first put the zayin of the kuf, of the regular kuf, and then take off the top. The same problem you have, you can't just take away the regal. It just has a line going up without the head. So it in the weekdays, you just add the head onto the vav. But on Shabbos, you don't have that option.
And Filoni would be okay to add that afterwards?
The way he's presenting it, he's Yinichim Lebracha, but the Chara has Sirus Ha'ois, so you should be able to add it afterwards. Okay, let's hold it here.